In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. It's a beautiful time of the year where we greet each other with this wonderful greeting of Christos Anesti, Christ is risen. But it's not merely just a greeting or a way of saying hello. It is really a proclamation, a testimony of truth, that death has been destroyed, that Jesus is alive, and that He is with us. And this second Sunday after Pascha, we are presented with another resurrectional gospel account. When we hear the account of Joseph of Arimathea taking the body of our Lord and laying him in a new tomb. And we also hear the moving account of the myrrh-bearing women who rose at the first possible occasion following the Sabbath day. They took spices to anoint the body of Jesus in the tomb, but when they reached the tomb, the angel told them that Christ is risen and commanded them to go and tell the disciples. And it's for this reason that this Sunday is called the Sunday of the Myrrh-Bearing Women, but we also call these myrrh-bearing women the apostles to the apostles. They were the first ones to spread the news of the resurrection. And the faith of the myrrh-bearing women is shown when they know that there is a great stone in their way. And they have no thought or plan of how the stone will be removed. Without knowing how they will be able to get into the tomb, they still walk towards Jesus. We too, in the same way, without knowing how the obstacle which may prevent us from reaching our Savior can be removed, we need to trust. We can still make a first move. We can get up. We can set out. And we can walk towards Jesus, who is separated from us by a heavy stone. And let faith and hope guide us. But perhaps, especially for us who know the truth of the resurrection, we need to reflect upon the angel's question to the myrrh-bearing women, which we read in the gospel account of Luke, not in today's gospel. Why do you seek the living among the dead? The women went to a tomb, after all, because they went to see the body of Jesus Christ. But he's not there, because he is alive. He is not confined to a place of death. He is not in a tomb anymore. Yet the truth of today is that all too often we can find Christ back into the tomb. Maybe not the same tomb where Jesus was buried, but other tombs that are designed to keep Jesus sealed in, isolated, kept silent, paralyzed, immobilized, maybe even dead once again. We cover him with a heavy stone, perhaps the stone of sin, of ignorance, of indifference, or the stone of bad habits that have accumulated over the years. What kind of tomb is Christ being held in? What is blocking me from being a true witness to the resurrection? Perhaps a great large stone is in my way from the truth of our Lord's death and resurrection entering into my heart. Perhaps a great earthquake is needed to roll that stone away. One of the most common tombs we keep Christ in is the tomb of indifference or apathy. There's a story of a priest from New England who went to a diner one day and he sat next to a man reading the newspaper. And the man glanced over and he saw that it was a priest and he said, "Oh, hi, Father. What church are you from?" And when the priest told him, the man responded, said, "Wow, that's my church as well." To which the priest responded, "Well, that's interesting. I have to tell you, though, I haven't seen you, and I've been a pastor here for about 7 or 8 years, and I don't think I've ever seen you there." "Well, come on now, Father," he responded. "I didn't say I was a fanatic." True story. Indifference and apathy is a tomb we keep Jesus buried in too often. But perhaps another one of the stones that keep Jesus buried is the church itself. Or rather, I should clarify, our attitude towards the church. Too often the church becomes a tomb for Christ when we limit his presence there in the church building itself. We think that God is not present outside the church. This leaves us to become somewhat schizophrenic beings, leaving the presence of Christ when we leave the church on Sunday and step out into some other world or some other life. But no tomb is powerful enough to keep Christ buried. The church is not just a building. The church is the church of God is living people. Every baptized and chrismated Orthodox Christian is a church, a walking church. As St. Paul tells us, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Christ cannot be held in a tomb, yet we bury him under the stones of sin, indifference, sometimes even our ideas of what the church is. Perhaps we even bury him in the tombs of our icons of our church, and how beautiful Christ is in our icons that we bow down to and kiss. But Christ is not to be buried in icons, because every living person is created in the image of God. Every living person we encounter is a living icon of Jesus Christ, being made in the image and likeness of him. We respect and we venerate the icons of Christ in the church, but how do we treat the living icons of Christ, our fellow human beings, especially the least and last of our brethren? And not only in the icons of our church, but in the words of our church. At every liturgy, we recite and proclaim the symbol of the faith, the creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty. But we need to ask ourselves, does this I believe have anything to do with what I do after the liturgy? Or perhaps even the words of our scripture. Can we create a tomb and bury Christ even in the Bible? There is a story of a soldier who would always carry his Bible around because this Bible once deflected a bullet and saved his life. And from then on, he treated his Bible as some kind of a good luck charm. And he never opened it, he never read it, but he always carried it around. For him, this Bible had become a tomb in which the living Christ was buried. The truth is, however, that reading the Bible is not God speaking to somebody else over thousands of years ago. This is God speaking to us right now. We need to roll away the stone. Let God's word enter into our hearts and into our lives. Let Christ become bigger than what we just say in the creed so rotely sometimes. We cannot let Christ be buried in the icons or the bricks of our church, or think that the liturgy is something that only occurs between 10 and 11:30 on Sundays. But we need to be living icons. Live the liturgy after the liturgy, which is the liturgy of love and sacrifice to our brothers and sisters. All these things, the scripture, our church buildings, our icons, our words we speak in the liturgy, these are gifts, and these are necessary and beautiful aspects of our church. But they are the means by which we get to know Christ, love him, glorify him, and ultimately reveal him to the world around us. As you may have heard it said before, the church is more than bells and smells, more than bones and stones. Roll away the stone from the tomb. Let Christ step out and enter into our lives and into our world more fully. Christ is risen.